I think the Prime Minister and the Chancellor need to go and sit in a room together and talk through why it's gone so badly wrong and work out a plan for the future. And I'm afraid there's no sign in the last 12 hours George Osborne's going to ask for that meeting himself. He seems to be defiantly saying, like a 19th century or 18th century quack doctor, you know, I'm going to keep bleeding the patient. You know, the medicine's not working. Let's give them more of the failing medicine. The Prime Minister's got to get him in a room and say, look, George, it's failed. Your plan's not worked. You said in our manifesto, the number one test for our economic credibility was keeping our AAA rating from the credit rating agencies. David Cameron should say to George Osborne, you advised me that was the right thing to do. And it's gone. And what are you going to do?
But you say in a piece that you published, you say that, in fact, it's not that serious that we've lost this AAA credit rating. It's only serious from a political perspective because, of course, George Osborne put his capital on it. And I understand that. But isn't it true to say that had you been in power, you would have lost that too because you would have spent more than even the government that we've got at the moment?
Well, why would you say that? Because the deficit was falling under Labour and now it's rising under the Conservatives. The economy was growing in 2009-10 under Labour and now it's flatlined under the Conservatives. We kept our AAA rating and they've lost it. I've always said making your policy based on the credit rating agency's advice is crazy because they got it wrong in 2007-08 over Lehman Brothers. But George Osborne said it was the number one test and he was guided by them in 2010.
Let's talk about getting it wrong then. Let's talk about getting it wrong because Gordon Brown on many occasions famously said there will be no boom and bust. There will be no, shifting of the economy in the way that we've seen in the past. And in fact, we've seen the biggest bust that we've ever seen. How much responsibility do you take for your period in government? Because presumably we need to look at that in order that we don't make the mistakes again. Because presumably you've got to convince people that we can trust you again with the economy after the mess you left last time.
Of course. Of course, that's what the debate's about. It's about who do you trust, who's got the right values and who's got the right judgments. And I've said many times, including on your programme with you, that we should have regulated the banks in a much tougher way in 2005-06-07, during which time the Conservatives were telling me we were being too heavy-handed, but we should have been tougher, not weaker. But if you want to talk about good judgments, it was Labour, Gordon Brown, myself, who said don't join the euro, the single currency. What a good judgment that was. It was Labour who said in 1997, let's put behind the inflationary mistakes of the 70s, 80s and 90s by making the Bank of England independent. And we said that would get away from the old political boom-bust cycles of chancellors cutting interest rates to boost inflation and then dealing with the consequences afterwards. The Bank of England independence decision was a really, really good decision. It got away from that old politically driven boom and bust. What then happened in 2007, you're completely right, is a global financial crisis. That wasn't a boom-bust cycle. That wasn't driven by high inflation in Britain. Inflation was low in our country. It wasn't driven by high government spending or consumers out of control. It was driven by a banking crisis round the world, which we should have spotted, and I've apologised for that.
But hang on a second. No, it was also driven by the fact that after the dot-com bubble burst and after the 9/11 and 7/7 attacks, British and American governments lowered interest rates and encouraged lending and indeed encouraged people to feel wealthier than they should have done, than the economy should have given them, and encouraged them as individuals to borrow too much money. Surely that came from central government and you have to take some responsibility that we hope that would never happen again.
Well, we had an independent Bank of England and our governor, Mervyn King, said in a speech in 2006 and 2007, certainly in 2006, that was not, in his view, what was happening because he said interest rates were low because of a lower inflation. That was his judgment. There was a global financial crisis which caused a recession in America, Britain, France, Germany, Japan, Spain, Italy. So I don't really accept your analysis. There's a particular view which you know, is particularly associated with right of centre politics, and particularly the Republican Tea Party economics in America.
Well, it's actually having based on working in an investment bank and understanding what went wrong. But setting that aside,
what did go wrong in that investment bank then? Which one was that? And
it's Morgan Stanley, and it still exists. So,
what was the problem you saw in investment banking? Was it too much inflation and consumer spending?
I'll
in
tell
Britain?
You exactly what went wrong. What went wrong is that we started to create financial products that really created a new market. So, for example, securitization, which everybody says is so bad, it's actually not bad. What happened was that banks tried to, retail banks, tried to buy market share. HBOS came in. We couldn't understand how they were pricing. We got out of that market. We couldn't do the deals anymore because they were buying market share. And indeed, RBS were doing the same. And indeed, Lloyds, to an extent, were starting to lend to the property sector. They were taking principal risk, but doing lending.
And you could say that there were some completely retail banks like Northern Rock, which got into that world and made mistakes. And there were some completely investment banks, which got into that world like Lehman Brothers and made big mistakes. And there were other banks which were integrated, like, for example, HSBC, which didn't make the same mistakes and they priced risk in a better way. I completely agree with you about that. And I'm happy to learn the lessons. And that's about the way you regulate the system. All I'm pointing out to you was that you can't pin that fundamental financial mistake which happened in investment banks and retail banks around the world on me.
No, we can pin it on your predecessor,
Mr. Brown. How is it Mr. Brown's fault that you and your colleagues in the investment banking world made these massive misjudgments? I don't understand that.
Well, the thing is that, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't make any misjudgments.
That's
why
I made some, didn't you?
No.
Okay, well, there we are then.
But let's just
In life, sometimes you have to admit where you get things right and where you get things wrong. And I've come on your programme to tell you the things I got right: the euro, bank independence, things I got wrong, bank regulation. And I think, to be honest, the banking world, James,
yes,
in investment and retail banking, needs to have the confidence to stand up and say, we made some mistakes. And I'm not saying that should be you personally, but I think the banking world should do that a little bit more loudly than they do.
But
and that might even include Morgan Stanley.
But most of the mistakes, I actually think, are in the retail banking. Banking sector, and
are
I have
you
to.
Sure?
Just a couple of,
are you sure?
Yes, because they made bad loans in the first place.
Yeah, well, come on. It was the investment banking arms of retail banks in Britain, but there was actually some really bad things which went wrong in investment banks around the world as well.
Yes,
not hedge
funds
necessarily, but investment banks. You know, I just said Lehman Brothers. I'll say it again.
But the thing is that they were dealing with, if the bad loans hadn't been done in the first place, they wouldn't be secondary selling them. But that's by the way.
All I'm saying is that's quite a long way away from your start in this interview, which was somehow the British government spent too much public money and caused an inflationary consumer boom, which caused the crisis. That wasn't the cause of the crisis.
That wasn't the cause of the crisis. But we did spend too much money, didn't we? We did spend too much money, didn't we?
What, in Britain?
Yes.
I don't think so at all. To be honest,
wasted a lot of money?
Look, I do think that every government wastes money, and we wasted some money. We made some good decisions, some bad decisions. The fact is, we have a much lower level of public spending than France, Germany, Sweden, Italy. We have about the same as America when you take into account the NHS.
We're up against it time-wise. I just want to ask you one final question, if I may. What would you do differently? If there was a couple of policies, is it that you would cut the VAT and the fuel tax that you started off with? Or what would policies that people who are listening now could hear, OK, Mr. Balls, we really understand, you're in power, what would you do?
What we need is changes which make the economy stronger for the long term and get people back to work now and get the deficit down. If you said to me one policy, I would say, let us build 100,000 or more houses in the next 2 years, get unemployed construction workers back to work and deal with the housing crisis, which is killing things for many first-time buyers who can't get in the housing ladder. It's good for the economy, good for jobs, good for the deficit and good for the long term. But we could add to that, if you wanted, a temporary VAT cut, a cut in national insurance for small businesses, bringing forward some more transport spending, cutting VAT on repairs and maintenance to help small businesses in the building market support the housing market, even if people are not actually buying new houses. The list can go on. What George Osborne and David Cameron need to do is give some confidence and dynamism back to this economy. Unless you do that, the deficit and the debt is going to get worse, not better, and even Moody's. To be honest, James, when you were an investment banker, what did you think of the credit rating agencies? Give them a lot of time?
No, I think that they're absolutely appalling and we give them far too much credit in the media and indeed elsewhere.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Well, there we go. We ended on a semblance of agreement and I haven't even been able to ask you about mansion tax. Ed Balls, Shadow Chancellor, thank you very much indeed for joining us here on LBC 97.3.